I'm very honored to be able to speak today. A little bit intimidated at the idea of speaking at my grandmother's funeral. I guess many of you know that that I'm a bishop in the church, and it can be a pretty enormous responsibility at times. And sometimes there comes with that a little bit of a feeling of honor. But there's no honor to me that can be greater than speaking here today. I give my grandmother thanks for all of the good things that she has done for me and for so many. I'm trying to think of those things and think about what she has contributed to my life and the lives of my brothers and sisters and cousins and friends here. And there were just so many that I couldn't come up with a list. And I think the incredible thing is that if each of you think in your own hearts about the influence that she had upon you and about how many times she was there for you in her very quiet way, I think you'll realize how much she has blessed our lives. I think of how her quiet example of of industry, of faith, and an example of just overlooking the weaknesses of others and finding the good. I think those are some things that really stand out to me in her. I remember many fun times at her house where she'd break out the Shaklee squirt bottles for the grandkids or the inner tubes to go across into the creek, and so many fun things, and she was always very interested in helping us to have fun. And that really for her seemed to be her joy. And I'm so grateful for those fun times, and I think that many of us in this room could think of many examples like that where she did many small acts to make life funner for us. I think of how many times I split wood at her house, and how she taught me the value of work and of industry. And in fact, I don't remember too many things that were given to me for free from my grandmother. And I am so grateful for that. I'm grateful that she made me work many times for the things that she gave me. And I'm very, very thankful for the lesson that she taught me in that respect. I really think that the saying on her fridge, live simply, give much, and expect little, is really what her life was about. And I'm very grateful that she gave me much and gave each of us much, and at such important times in our lives. And I guess I want to close by, many people have asked me if I'd share the experience of the truck accident that I had with Grandma, so I'll share that very quickly, just because I've been asked. So if any of you knew Ralph very well, Ralph was in many ways a pretty obstinate person, a really neat person, but an obstinate person. And we loaded up this big truck of wood. One week when I was staying with them, we went up into the mountains and loaded up Grandpa Cannon's old truck. And Grandma said, you know, we never filled it above here. And Ralph said, oh, we can get more on there. And I said, we never filled it above there. And Ralph said, oh, we can get more on there. Let's keep putting wood on. So we kept adding wood. And Grandma, in her wisdom, knew that we shouldn't add more wood. But she let him keep adding wood. And long story short, as we were driving down the highway on the way home, we had a blowout. And I heard the tire go. And the very first two things that come to my mind in my memory is my grandmother actually telling me to get out. And I remember praying myself because I knew that's what she would want me to do. And of course, I had my own faith, but I knew that my grandmother was concerned about my well-being. So anyway, the truck turned over, and a lot of different things happened. Grandma has her version of the story, and I have mine. Grandma thinks a miracle occurred, and I would agree with her. But I don't remember the miracle that Grandma remembers. But I do remember her being very, very concerned about me. And I also remember, by the way, Ralph saying, you know, where's Dan? Is he okay? And that was his primary concern. And so through this whole thing, I guess she was just so unselfish and so concerned about me. And I'm convinced that it was her faith and her prayers that preserved me. And, you know, with no seatbelts, we were probably going about 80 or 90 miles an hour down the road in this big truck. It was very fast. Grandma and I were very concerned about how fast we were moving. But with no seatbelts, somehow I managed to end up outside of that truck and standing beside the truck and trying to help my grandmother at one point. And I have no idea how it happened, but I do know that it is a miracle of faith. And I think it demonstrates, like I said, her concern for others. And I'm convinced that that's the result of her prayers. And I think many of us have been blessed by her faith and her prayers over the years. And she has not given up on any one of us. And I guess that's sort of the message that I feel, is that you know, she was able to find the good in all of us and never give up on any one of us. And I'm convinced that she still continues to pray for us. So my prayer is that we'll follow her example and live a life like she lived, and in many respects, live simply, give much, and expect little. And that's my prayer in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
I didn't mean to barge in here, but I think Grandma's version should be given on this. And that is, the truck turned over on her, there was gasoline spilling all over her body, it could blow up at any minute. And Dan had a broken hip or broken pelvis? What was it?
Yeah.
He had a broken pelvis. With a broken pelvis, he went to the truck, lifted it up, and my mom was able to work herself free from being under that truck. And so it was a lot bigger miracle, and Dan was pretty humble about presenting what he did there. And so the whole family is thankful to Dan, because without him, she would have probably passed away a long time ago in that accident. Thanks.